This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 31st of August. Lancashire and Durham's match at Aberth ended immediately after both sides had completed their first innings on the fourth day. Durham resuming on 187 for 4, all out for 416, replying to the home side's 262. Paul Collingwood top score with 114 and put on 148 for the seventh wicket with Scott Borthwick, who made 60. Surrey ended their controversial trip to Taunton by batting out all of the final day to earn a draw against Somerset. They declared on 360 for 5 in their second innings to mark the end of the match, with Arun Haranath ending on 105 and Rory Burns and Kevin Peterson hitting half centuries. Warwickshire and Nottinghamshire played out the anticipated draw on the final day at Edgbaston, but not before Alex Hales and Chris Reid had taken their overnight fifth wicket partnership to 222. Hales added his name to the list of potential England test openers by ending on 155 not out, as the visitors declared on 356 for 8 to deny the home side a third bowling point. Warwickshire then reached 86 for 3 in their second innings before the match was declared a draw. Toby Rowland-Jones completed 10 wickets for the first time in his career to help Middlesex beat Worcestershire on the final day at New Road. Resuming on 44 for 3, the home side were dismissed for 186, with Rowland-Jones ending with figures of 5 for 46. This left Middlesex needing 204 to win, which they achieved relatively comfortably, winning by 5 wickets, with Joe Denley top scoring with 48. In Division 2, Leicestershire and Kent contrived to force a positive outcome on the final day at Grace Road. A couple of declarations left the home side needing 283 to win in over two sessions. They fell miserably short, collapsing to 135 all out, as Darren Stevens took 5 wickets and Mark Davies 3. Glamorgan and Northamptonshire's tedious match in Cardiff reached its inevitable conclusion late on the fourth day, as the home side declared immediately after notching up their third batting bonus point on 302 for 5. Stuart Walters hit 98 and in 91 for the third wicket with Marcus North and 101 for the fifth wicket with Jim Allenby. Anthony McGrath led Yorkshire to victory on an action-packed final day against Gloucestershire at Scarborough. With the last 2 days lost to the weather, a brace of declarations were needed to set up the home side's victory target of 314. Phil Jakes made 79 as Yorkshire got off to a strong start, but Jack Taylor pegged them back with a couple of wickets before McGrath, along with some support from the lower order, saw them home by 2 wickets. Derbyshire clung on for a draw against Essex, closing on 173 for 7 after being set 274 to win. Wes Durston and Dan Redfern shared a fourth wicket stand of 107, but Tom Craddock took 4 wickets and Essex sent victory. However, Ross Whiteley and Tony Palladino hung on and the match was drawn.